Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I'm going to give you not one, but two things to feel good about this Friday. We have two Burt's Big Adventure kiddos who have just finished their cancer treatments.
That's huge. All right. That's the important stuff right there.
Yes, it is. So this morning, the one and only Stella, she is 7 years old. She's one of our Burt's Big Adventure kiddos from last year. She's ringing the bell this morning to celebrate the end of her leukemia treatments, which is amazing. Spectacular. I mean, this girl is just, her heart, she's so sweet. Her family, they're all awesome. And then another incredible kid, Corbin, he is 9 years old. He's actually one of our Burt's Big Adventure kiddos from this past year, has leukemia as well. He rang the bell on October 6th to commemorate the end of his cancer treatments, and here's what it sounded like.
Okay, you ready?
Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
It's time to ring the bell. The day has finally come. We're singing and we're clapping because your treatment's done. The good days and the bad days, you really stuck it out. Your strong determination, it makes us want to shout. Woo! We're all so glad we met you with all the joy you bring. We know we're going to miss you, but make that bell go ring. Woo!
Makes my heart so happy.
I know. Gosh. It gives me the goosebumps, everything. So a huge congratulation to Corbin and his family. Huge congratulations to Stella and her family. We're both so proud of everything you've accomplished and endured.
Yeah, I just let me piggyback on that. You know, if you've never been through the process or you've never seen anybody go through the process, what you're hearing there is the ring of a bell and joy. But what you don't see are the endless nights of pain, the days in and days out of going through protocols, or one day feeling great and then the next day ending up back in the hospital. Then you think you've got this window of clearance because you've been feeling great, only for a doctor or nurse to call you and tell you, like, you got to come back in. It takes so much courage and so much bravery for anybody. Mm-hmm. How these kids do it each and every day. Yeah, it's a bell ringing, but there's a story behind each and every one of those that is just so beautiful and is so filled with courage that it just makes my heart so happy. So congratulations to those guys and anybody else that gets one of those bells that's wrong also.
I know, right? And I think this is the perfect chance for us to remind you guys about our Burt's Big Adventure raffle. That's all courtesy of RBM of Alpharetta. So if you would like to purchase a raffle ticket, you can go to burtsbigadventure.org or you can go to theburtshow.com. We have all the information at both sites. But yeah, for just $100, you could be driving off with a brand new 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 SUV. Again, they're only $100 a raffle ticket. All the money goes to Burt's Big Adventure. Your last chance to enter is October 25th, but we typically sell out. There's only 2,500 tickets up for grabs. So you got pretty good odds to drive away with a brand new Mercedes-Benz with just $100.
For just $100. So I think Kristen covered everything there. And if we reach our goal this year, then we will hit the $1 million mark with RBM of Alpharetta. So fingers crossed there. You guys got all weekend and you have, we said the 25th. What we should have said is the 20th because it'll sell out by then. But you have until the 25th. Go ahead, buy those raffle tickets this weekend at the Burt Show or burtsbigadventure.org. All right, Abby, do tell. She's got the email here. Two of her best best friends ghosted her 3 years ago. Now, one of them has reached out to reconnect. Should she or not? Abby's got the email.
Hi, Burt Show. I really need some advice on dealing with a friend that ghosted and now wants to reconnect. I love you guys, and I'd really appreciate any advice you can give me. When I was 19, my life revolved around two dear friends, whom I'll call Chloe and Sarah. Over the course of 2.5 years, we formed a tight-knit trio, sharing the highs and lows of life, from breakups to breakdowns, in parentheses, shout out to Abby. Not me shouting out myself, it's in the email. We were best friends of the highest order, or so I thought. Then, out of the blue, Sarah started excluding me from gatherings and events. Everyone else would be out having a great time, but I received no invitation. This hurt deeply especially because we'd been so close. Whenever I confronted Sarah about it, she brushed it off with flimsy excuses, claiming she thought I was busy or working. That excuse didn't hold up for a tier one best friend. Slowly, both Chloe and Sarah began to freeze me out, and before I knew it, all connections were severed. I tried reaching out, and eventually I gave up. My heart was broken, and I couldn't fathom what had gone wrong or why our friendship had taken such an abrupt turn. Time went by, and a year passed without a word between us. Chloe, however, broke the silence. She sent a short happy birthday message, but I soon stopped responding. I couldn't pretend everything was fine after being ghosted for a year. After a year ago, Chloe followed me on Instagram and sent a message attempting to reconnect. I attempted to dig into what had happened, but she offered yet another lame excuse, saying she thought I didn't want to be friends anymore. The irony was that Sarah and Chloe were the ones who initially ghosted me. Our conversation was brief and lacked any depth, and then a year and a half ago, I moved across the country. At that time, I was 23, busy, and had no desire to reconnect without an answer. Last week on my 25th birthday, I couldn't help but peek at Sarah's Instagram story out of sheer curiosity. The devastating reality hit me. I had missed her wedding, something we'd always talked about. Sarah then followed me on Instagram, and I accepted. Not because I wanted to be friends, but because I genuinely cared about them. On my birthday, both Sarah and Chloe sent DMs wishing me a happy birthday. I responded with a short, thank you. Sarah didn't reply, but Chloe did, asking how I was and expressing a desire to reconnect. Now I'm at a crossroads, and I'm torn. Part of me longs to reconnect with my old friend, but I can't simply ignore the elephant in the room. What happened in the past? Do I respond, or should I just let go and move on with my life, with or without my old friend? At this point in my life, I am more open to reconnecting, but how do I know if I'm ready? I'm not even sure what to say or how to broach the subject. I'd appreciate any advice, especially from Kristen, who's faced similar friend ghosting experiences. Thanks, T.
As far as my ghosting experience, it was with one friend in particular, and that's just because she was the first one to get married. She was the first one to have kids, and she kind of like, I don't want to say she excommunicated herself from us, but she was at a different point in her life than we were. And we would invite her to things, and a person can only say no so many times before you're like, all right, I'm just not going to invite you anymore, you know? Now, with this instance, it seems Chloe is the one that is more willing to speak. I would try to actually not via text or anything like that, but an actual conversation, maybe a FaceTime, and be brutally honest and be like, I really want to reconnect with you. However, I'm really scared about getting hurt again, because from my perspective, you and Sarah pulled away and you ghosted me, and kind of explain where you're coming from. And then maybe she can like give some sort of explanation and some closure there. And that's when you can decide whether or not you even want to pursue this.
Yeah, three's such
my
a hard
number. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bird. Go for it.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
Hey, three is such a hard number, especially with girls, because I feel like instead of confronting emotional issues that come up, sometimes two people will just pair up, and it's almost like they kind of gang up on the other person, which is what I think happened here with you. And they just decided to not let you in on that conversation, which is incredibly hurtful. So I'm with Kristen. Be brutally honest. Put it all out there.
Get it. The Bird Show.